The water levels in Lake Ontario have a significant impact on the economic and environmental viability of its harbors, as the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports a proposed change to the management of those water levels has raised concerns.
The International Joint Commission, the IJC, regulates the water levels on Lake Ontario. And for years, they've argued the priorities have swung in one direction.
The current regulation plan tries to manage those available water supplies for interests on the lake and on the St. Lawrence River in a way that maximizes the benefits for all of the human interests.
IJC spokesperson Frank Bevacqua says current management plans ensure minimal damage to shoreline property and maximum economic benefit for harbour communities, but at the cost of the environment. A new plan, he says, will raise and lower the water levels by a few more inches at indicators throughout the year, and is aimed at improving environmental and economic stability.
This has been an ongoing process for more than 12 years now to improve the regulation of water levels and flows in order to provide for the economic and the ecological future of Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River.
Jim Howe, Executive Director of the Nature Conservancy in Western New York, says change is needed. According to Howe, the current water levels have caused a lack of ecosystem diversity, leading to things like a drop in the pike population and the disappearance of many bird species.
If we're not able to move the lake toward a more sustainable flow plan, that we're going to see this continued degradation of the resource here. And it's not just about nature. Again, it's about our economic, the foundation of our economy here is a healthy environment.
Outdoor recreation accounts for more than $11 billion in retail sales and services across New York each year, in addition to millions in tax revenue and more than 100,000 jobs. The IJC concedes that higher water levels will increase erosion for shoreline properties, but Howe says that's just part of life when you live along the Great Lakes. It's the lower water levels that have upstate harbour communities concerned.
Right now, these harbours, these fishing harbours and recreational harbours, you can't get the bigger boats in and out at all.
David Godfrey, member of the Niagara County Legislature, says water levels are already much lower than usual due to lack of rainfall. And he says lowering the levels even further would cost communities around Lake Ontario millions of dollars in revenue.
Just across three harbours, our small harbours, we're looking at an excess of well over a $50 million annual revenue stream that could be jeopardized if our harbours are not accessible.
Former Commodore of the Wilson Yacht Club, Lisa Stevens, says word travels fast in the boating community, and if one boat is unable to access a harbour, others won't even bother to try. She says the consequences could be huge.
All of those small businesses that are dependent on the revenue coming in through the harbour, they're in a pretty precarious position.
Stevens says there's been a lack of maintenance in upstate harbours on Lake Ontario. The absence of dredging in some communities for up to 15 years means silt has been allowed to build up. And she says if you couple that with the IJC plan to lower water levels, many sailors wouldn't be able to take part in boating season. That would be a hard blow, says Stevens, and not just from an economic standpoint.
People who are sailors in particular look forward to sailing the entire year. Even in the off season, they're typically preparing their boats or thinking about various upgrades and looking forward to the season.
The IJC's Frank Bevacqua says they've heard the concerns of harbour communities and want to implement a plan that'll strike a fair compromise. IJC officials say changes to water management plans won't go ahead without further public hearings and require the approval of both the US and Canadian governments. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.